time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evershow is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
And away we go on this Getaway Friday, Friday, June the 7th, 2019. Charlie Evers is on vacation. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie today. And today's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to give away stuff here. We've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We've got tickets to the Wilds. We've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And did you know today is National Donut Day? So for a moment, we are going to do away with our old trivia questions, and we are going to ask questions that have to do with the donut. Even though I don't have any donuts here, I'm just trying to think early on, what are my favorite type of donuts? I was never a big fan of the jelly-filled donuts. I like the glazed donuts, probably. The glazed donuts or the donut holes are good. Or what are those donuts that are, they taste like donut holes, but they're kind of in spirals? What are those called? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. You know those brown donuts that are kind of glazed, but they're in a spiral? You used to get them at Nichols Bakery. You can get them at any store now. What are those called? They're good for like dunking in tea or coffee or... Oh, the name's right on the package. What do they call those things? Does anybody know what I'm talking about here on National Donut Day? 740-383-9944. What are the name of those donuts I'm trying to think of? God, that's terrible. Anyway, the questions today are all going to surround donuts over the next 2 hours. So let's start here. So maybe I'll give you four to start off with, four donut questions, and we'll see how far we get. What type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? Now, I know people see this movie over and over and over and over again. It's on a lot at holiday time. The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland. Did you know that there's a type of donut mentioned in that movie? What type of donut is mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? That's question number one. Okay, here's another one. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? The mass-produced donut machine that came out that allowed you to make donuts automatically. What was the original name of it? The original name of the automatic donut machine. All right, here's another one for you. This is an interesting. Did you know that donuts are mentioned in the Bible? They are. Can anybody tell me what person in the Bible mentions a donut? It's true. And I'll tell you, if you give me the person, I'm going to give you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned to prove that it's not a lie. But did you know? I'm sure a lot of people out there in the audience have read the Bible. Did you know that donuts are mentioned in the Bible? But I want to know what person in the Bible mentions a donut. And if you tell me the answer to that, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned, and you can go look it up. And our fourth question here on National Donut Day, how many people in the United States have the last name Donut? In the entire United States, a poll has been held. All you have to do is give me the number, and I'll tell you if you're close, if you give me a guess. until we get to the right answer here. So on National Donut Day, we have tickets to Jack Canna's Wilds to give away. We have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We have Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we have 4 questions about donuts. Does anybody know the answer? How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Name the original automatic donut machine. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? What type of donut was mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland? Does anybody know what type of donut was mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland? So there's your question. Our 4 questions. How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Name the original automatic donut machine. What was the name of it? And what type of donut is mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? Donut trivia today on National Donut Day. 740-383-9944. I believe Krispy Kreme today is giving away free donuts, if I'm not mistaken. I think you maybe get one. I don't think they are giving them all away free. But interesting questions on Donut Day. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it was a cake donut.
It's not a cake donut.
Okay, while you're online, if I can't get in today before 3 to pick up my kids' tickets, I'll be up there Monday.
That sounds good. We should be open.
Okay, well, I didn't want to leave it, but I'm not up to moving around too good today.
No. We will keep them here till Monday.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Chad.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's not a cake donut. Cake donuts are good, though, too. Cake donuts are good for dunking. That's for sure. No, the question is, what type of donut is mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? People who've seen that movie so many times. What type of donut is mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? Does anybody know the name? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? There is a person in the Bible who mentions a donut, and if you tell me who that person is, I will give you the chapter and verse where they mention a donut, so you can go look it up. How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wild, Zumbezi Bay tickets, and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Or if you just want to call in and guess, we'd love to have that happen as well. Do want to remind you the WWGH 5th Anniversary Special is on Monday, June the 10th, 7:15 to 9 p.m., coming up this Monday. Who will be here? Myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and a performance by the Leschetsky family, a live performance. This event is supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. What fun we are going to have on Monday night. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Does anybody have the name of the donut I was talking about earlier? It comes in kind of the orange package bag. It's kind of a bag, an orange bag at the grocery store. Nichols Bakery used to sell a lot of them. They're in every grocery store now, though. They're kind of spirals. They're kind of like a glazed cake donut. But I cannot think of what they're called. Does anybody know what that type of donut is called? A lot of people use them for dunking in tea or dunking in coffee or dunking in hot chocolate, I guess. But it's a spiral type of cake glazed donut. I don't know if it's known by the brand name or if the donut itself has a name. I don't really know. What are those donuts called? interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Is that a twist donut?
You know, I don't know if it's called a twist or not.
That's what we used to call them, twist.
Yeah, but what is the brand? Do you remember the brand name that makes them?
I think at one time Omar Bakery or Nichols Bakery made them.
Yeah, I remember those too. I'm hopefully we'll get an answer. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
Is there a special brand? Because I know they do sell them in other grocery stores now. I know like Kroger has them. You can get them at Walmart. I think you can pretty well get them anywhere, Meijer. But you know they're the little cake donut that's twisted. It's like a spiral, like a pinwheel. Are they called pinwheels? I don't know. But they've got glazing on them, and they come in that bag, kind of that orange and yellow bag. What is the name of those donuts? I thought they had a special type of name. Anyway, if you know the answer, give me a call. 27 minutes past the hour here. Or the other questions. What type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? Does anybody know what type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? What is the original name of the automatic donut machine? The original name of the automatic donut machine. The machine that allowed people to make donuts automatically. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? There is a person in the Bible who mentions a donut. And if you tell me who that person is, I will give you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned. How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? Now, if you come close, I'll give it to you. Because, you know, there could be a lot of guesses for that. But I'll tell you what, if you're within 10, I'll give you the answer. So, how many people in the United States have the name of Donut, last name of Donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Name the original automatic donut machine. Or what type of donut is mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz? 28 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers on this Friday afternoon. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers to these questions on National Donut Day? Or have we stumped everybody on National Donut Day? Nobody knows the answers. Isn't it funny we can go through our lives watching The Wizard of Oz and reading the Bible and doing history and not realize that little things like the donut are mentioned all throughout history? What donut is mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And what is the name of those brown donuts, kind of spiral, that people, they come in the yellow and orange bag. They used to be very popular at Nichols Bakery, but now you can get them in any store. Are they Nichols donuts? I don't know. We're going to break here in about 10 seconds. Come back with much more. Don't you dare tune away on this Friday afternoon. Stay with us. Back in a moment. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things first. They want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. and we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on.
The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my the less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Scott Spears back here filling in for Charlie Evers, 33 minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. Looks like a beautiful Friday afternoon, at least a little sunny out there. Friday, June the 7th, 2019. National Donut Day 2019. Does anybody know the answers to these questions? Let me run down them here again. We do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Here are the questions. We've got 4 and none answered so far. What type of donut was mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz? Does anybody know what type of movie was mentioned in the donut or the movie The Wizard of Oz? What type of donut? What is the name of the original automatic donut machine? The first automatic donut machine did have a name. What was the name? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know the answer to that? And if you tell me what person in the Bible mentions a donut, I will let you know the chapter and verse where it's mentioned. How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? Now, if you come within 10 of that answer, I'll give it to you. So all you have to do is guess a number. How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? You can call in and answer a question, or you can get a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, a pair of tickets to the Wilds, Jack Hanna's Wilds, or you can get a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Give us a ring here, 740-383-9944. How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Name the original automatic donut machine. What type of donut was mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz? Does anybody know the answers here on National Donut Day? Maybe donuts are not that popular. I thought everybody loved the donut. Okay, I tell you what, I'll add one more question here. Maybe those questions are a little too hard. Okay, today is National Donut Day, which apparently is the first Friday in June. Now, here we go. Why do we have a National Donut Day? Does anybody know why we have a National Donut Day? Why do we even have this day? What is the reason behind it? So there's some questions for you. Why do we have a National Donut Day? How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? And if you get within 10, I'll give it to you. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? And what type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? that classic that we all watch every year. What type of donut is mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz? Does anybody have the answers out there? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the name of that donut, that cake donut, with the kind of glazing on it that everybody loves? Goes in your coffee, goes in your hot chocolate. I've never met somebody who did not like that type of donut. It's really a delicious type of thing. Maybe everybody's outside today enjoying the nice weather, which we don't get very often in this monsoon of a spring that we've had. But I guess we can hold out hope that summer has not come yet. So the fact that summer does not come until June the 21st, we can say, well, we've had a wet spring, but maybe the summer will not be as wet. We'll hope. We'll hope the summer will not be as wet. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open today. Kind of quiet out there, but we're here, and we're having a good time, and we're going to be here right on up through 3 o'clock today. What type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? Do you remember that great movie, Judy Garland, and trying to think of the lady who was the witch? Can't think of her name.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, it's God.
Yes.
This is Janet from next door.
Oh, how you doing?
Not bad. Don't put me on. The donut machine's name was the Ring King Jr.
Now, that's... it does have a funny name like that, but that's not the name that I have.
Oh.
Keep looking. You'll come up with it.
Oh, because that's what it said on the history of donuts.
It says the Ring King?
Yeah.
Who did it say in... Does it say who invented that?
I don't remember. I didn't get that far.
I'll tell you, keep looking, because it does have a funny name like that, and you'll get it. Call back in.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. See, there you go. That was a good guess. Here on National Donut Day. What a day it is. We got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. I believe that's what we have. Let me double-check the prize folder. We might have a $10 gift card to McDonald's in here as well. I think we do. Yes, we have a $10 gift card to McDonald's. Or is it five? I think it's a $5 gift card. $5 gift card to McDonald's. So we got a $5 gift card to McDonald's, pair of tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Now, the four questions we have on the table right now: what type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? Does anybody know that? What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? It had kind of a funny name. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Did you know that a donut was mentioned in the Bible? And if we get the answer to that, I'll give you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned. What person in the Bible mentioned a donut? How many people in the United States have the last name of donut? Now, if you come within 10, I'll give it to you. But how many people in the United States have the last name of donut? Why do we have National Donut Day? Now, that's today, National Donut Day. The first Friday in June every year is National Donut Day. Now, why do we have National Donut Day? Now, this goes back quite a few number of years. Let's see what we got here.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it a Munchkin donut?
It was not a Munchkin donut, but that's a good, you know, that could have been where that came from.
That's what's mentioned on the internet.
Well, that's not the type of... actually, it's not even in the scene with the Munchkins where the donut's mentioned.
Hmm.
I'll tell you this. What does it say?
It says, the Wizard of Oz party on the Munchkin Donuts.
Well, I do think that Dunkin' Donuts, which I think owns the term Munchkin, I do think they named the donut holes after the Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz, but there's actually a donut mentioned in the actual movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says, Over the Rainbow Fun Pizzas and Munchkin Donuts, another Wizard of Oz recipe ideas.
Yeah, I think those, but during the course of the movie, one of the characters actually talks about a donut.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, just think of a popular type of donut back in that era. I think that movie was made in the 30s. You might get it.
Okay.
Keep thinking.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, there is, if you would go back and watch the movie, you would see that there is a particular type of donut that is mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Now, I do think, because I cannot think of the term Munchkin being used anywhere else outside of The Wizard of Oz. So I think that's maybe where they got the name or number or whatever.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, on the donut, can it be a cake or powder donut?
Which one are you, the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
No, it's not a cake or a powdered.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Not a cake or a powdered. It'll be funny because next time you watch The Wizard of Oz, if we get this answer, you'll have to see where they mention this donut in the movie. It's a popular type of donut. What type of donut was mentioned in the movie The Wizard of Oz? What was the original name of the automatic donut machine? Does anybody know that?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, let's try sugar cookie or donuts.
Not sugar donuts, no. Thank you.
Not sugar donuts. But like I say, if you tell us the type of donut that was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz, I'll tell you in the movie where they mention it. And when you go back and watch it, you can see where it was mentioned.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer to the donut in The Wizard of Oz?
No.
Okay. You have to go a little bit further than the guy that was telling you what it said on the internet, because it is on the internet, if you accept this one. It says that Aunt Em offered it to the three shiftless farmhands for not paying attention to what she was saying at the time, and it was a cruller, which is in the shape of a tornado, which fit the metaphors that were being used in The Wizard of Oz.
You got it right. It's a cruller, and it is in that scene early on in the movie when Aunt Em is reprimanding the farmhands, which, as we all know later on in the movie, are the Scarecrow,
right,
the Tin Man, and the Lion. It is the cruller. Hang on through the break so I can get your name, and we'll get you a prize.
No, I don't need one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I did because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of the way by firing me. And That's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
And we're back here. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers on this Friday afternoon, 47 minutes past the hour, National Donut Day, and we got a question answered right before we went to the break there. What type of donut was mentioned in The Wizard of Oz? It was the crawler. And next time you watch the movie, it happens early on in the movie, and the person who mentions it is Auntie M, when she's reprimanding the three farmhands, and they're the actors who end up playing the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. But when she's reprimanding them for not doing what they're supposed to be doing, she talks about a crawler. And a crawler is in the shape of a tornado, which, of course, is central to the theme of The Wizard of Oz. So we thank the color for that and all the history. So it's a crawler. Think of that next time you watch The Wizard of Oz. Now, do we have the answers to any of our other questions here? Name the original name. What was the original name of the first automatic donut machine? The original name of the first automatic donut machine. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And if you tell me who the person is, I'll give you the chapter and verse where it is so you can look it up. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? Now, if you come within 10 of this, I'll give you the answer. How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? And being that it is National Donut Day, another question we have, why do we have National Donut Day? It's the first Friday in June. How did it come about that we would have National Donut Day? 740-383-9944. There is a reason behind it. Now, we've got pairs of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. And we've got a $5 gift card to McDonald's. Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? Why do we have a National Donut Day? How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Name the original automatic donut machine. Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? Now, I'll add another question here. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Do you know?
Go ahead, caller.
Was the National Donut Day started, I think it started in 1938, and it was to help those in need in the Great Depression?
You know, that's close. You do have the year right. It started in 1938, and
it was to honor the Salvation Army lassies of the World War I?
Right. But do you remember, does it say, or do you know... It was all during that time period, but that's actually not why it was started. But it was started in 1938.
Okay.
Okay, you're close, though.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's very close. So we have had National Donut Day for since 1938. So we've had National Donut Day now for over 80 years. What is this, the 81st National Donut Day? But there's a deeper reason behind it. Why do we have National Donut Day? It started in 1938. Does anybody know? What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Now, how silly does that sound? But it's true. It's because an actor did it in a movie that all of a sudden dunking donuts in milk became popular. Who was the actor that started that trend of dunking donuts in milk? How many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? Now, nobody's guessed on that one. And if you come within 10, I'll give you the answer. But how many people in the United States have the last name of Donut? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know who in the Bible mentions a donut? What person in the Bible? And if you get that right, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned. Does anybody know the original name of the first automatic donut machine? The name of the first automatic donut machine. Does anybody know the name? 740-383-9944, 53 minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. Trying to get some questions answered.
Go ahead, caller.
I think there's like 13 people with the last name Donut in the United States.
You know what? You got that one right. It's actually, what I have is 10, but yeah, that is close enough. It's interesting. I thought it'd be a much larger number than that.
I did too.
Yeah. Are you eligible for a prize today?
Yeah.
All right. What would you like?
The Zumbezi Bay.
Zumbezi Bay. Okay. Let me write that down here. Zumbezi. And what was your name?
Reggie.
Okay, Reggie, I have you down. We're open till 3 o'clock today, or you can pick it up next week.
All right, man, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Yes, only 10 people in the United States have the last name of Donut. Now, wouldn't you think it'd be a bigger number than that? Reggie guessed 13. He got within 10. Now, it might be 13 people by now. Maybe the Donut family has expanded a little bit. But, yeah, it's 10 people have the last name of Donut. Now, we've still got other questions out here. Name the original automatic donut machine. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Do you know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? Why do we have National Donut Day? We came close on this one. We know it was started in 1938. But why do we have National Donut Day? The first Friday in June. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? A famous actor, big time actor, started the trend of dunking donuts in milk because this person did it in a movie. Which is strange to think that that's how that got started, but it did. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? I'll add another one since we got the last name donut question answered. Eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck for what group of people? Have you ever heard that? Eating a jelly donut is considered to be good luck on New Year's Eve for what group of people?
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott, subbing for Charlie. Sounding outstanding as always.
Well, thank you.
I'm not eligible to win, but I have an idea about the National Donut Day question. It's got to be something to do with the Depression, because I was just asked the Depression, kind of guess, as it was ending. and maybe with some kind of a food rationing, or maybe donuts weren't expensive, they added vitamins to them to keep the cost down because people were out of work, etc. Had to be something to do with the depression. That's got to be what it is.
Well, it's interesting because it is during the Depression era, and it's kind of strange that this started in 1938, but there was something else kind of important going on at that time other than the Depression.
Yeah, I mean, it's right before the war, so I don't know what else it would be. My parents were born in 39, and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe that would have happened when they just before they were born. But I don't really go back that far, but that's got to be it. Maybe you could ask Bill Macy. You know, he was like 17 when that occurred. He probably knows. That's kind of crazy, Scott. Bill Macy was 17 years old in 1938. I bet he would know. Why don't you give him a call and ask him?
Bill Macy and Betty White were both that old in 1938.
Isn't that kind of crazy though? That Bill Macy. I mean, he was almost an adult at that time, and it was even before my parents were born. So that's my best answer. I don't know what else it would be. I mean, because donuts, they're fairly inexpensive. They aren't that unhealthy. I mean, you can make them to keep the calories down and have some semblance of nutrition. So if that's not it, I'm totally, totally clueless.
Well,
but I thought I would give it a crack.
Well, it's of that time of the war and depression, but it was to celebrate something. It was actually a positive, is why National.
Well, maybe it was to celebrate Bill Macy getting his driver's license because he was 17. Maybe that's what it was.
It could have been. It might
maybe
have been.
He got a car and he drove to the store Macy's, and maybe they thought he was the owner of Macy's or something, and he got his license, and they went in through a donut party. That could be it. That would be a good answer.
You never know. You never know what's around the corner.
You know, Mrs. Nogatuck, maybe she made some tea and crumpets and made donuts for the Americans on the show. That could be it.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with it. Let's put it that way. But it is of that time of the Depression and the war, and there is kind of a tie in there that kind of ties it all together.
Okay, so I'm warm, but that's not the right answer.
It was actually to celebrate
Bill Macy's birthday. You know, getting his driver's license.
Keep guessing. Thank you.
You got to like my cerebral answers, Scott. At least they're creative.
They got to be creative. I love it. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, the question is how did National Donut Day get started? 1938. How did National Donut Day get started? What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Because they did it in a movie. Strange that would start it. 740-383-9944. Eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck for what group of people? Does anybody know? Zumbezi Bay tickets to the Wilds, $5 gift card to McDonald's, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers on this Friday afternoon. We've still got an hour to go. Keep your thinking caps on. We're going to break here in about 10 seconds, but we'll be back with a whole nother hour right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National in Cleveland, Ohio at Ken Loans Arena.